Across the nation, immigrant workers went on strike Wednesday for the annual May 1st, Day Without Immigrants rally. As WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar reports, thousands gathered in Madison to push for driver's licenses for all.
What do we want?
License!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Herman Sanchez was at the steps of the Capitol building wearing a white shirt with black spots drawn on by his 7-year-old son. It's supposed to resemble a cow.
Well, the shirt represents the people who was working on the farm. Wisconsin is a dairy land.
Sanchez says he's a farm worker. But yesterday, instead of milking cows, he was in Madison to pressure lawmakers to allow undocumented workers to obtain driver's licenses. Many of the workers present, including Sanchez, says they were on strike. I asked him if he was worried about missing work.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but the farmers, they had to know. They got to support for all the immigrants.
Before 2008, you could be undocumented and still get a driver's license in Wisconsin. But the implementation of the 2005 Federal ID Act changed that. Now, people seeking driver's licenses must demonstrate their U.S. citizenship or lawful immigration status. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has pushed to restore driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants in his proposed biennial budget. But the measure is unlikely to pass the GOP-controlled legislature. Some Republican lawmakers have already spoken against the proposal. We tried to reach a number of them in their Madison offices yesterday to ask for their views, but none of the GOP legislators were available to talk for this story. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.